Today I'm going to talk use a social mapping method to discover and validate alleles for stem rust resistance. This work was finished through several collaboration of several labs from USDA lab at Manhattan. I'm from Guihua Bat lab and also USDA lab at Minnesota and Borden's lab and Department of Agronomy of Jamie Yu's lab and Bert Carver's lab at Oklahoma State University. And with help from all my lab mates at Kansas State University. As we know, stem rust historically is very destructive and widespread weed disease worldwide. And this disease has been minimum since 1970s with two ways. First is the deployment of several important genes, such as SR31, SR2. But in 1998, with the emergence of a new race, we called UG99, and laterally is designated as TDKSK. This race is make most of tested US wheat varieties are vulnerable and susceptible to this new race. And also this new race was quickly spread to the other wheat production regions. So it is important to discover or find new genes effective to this new race. Stem rust is a very complex disease in the because of so many races, so many genes involved. So it is much difficult to study this this trait using the classical linkage mapping method. So this study we are going to use a social mapping method dissecting this trait, and we formed a population of 137 wheat accessions with 72 from hard wind wheat grow regions and 65 from soft wind wheat grow regions. And we phenotype this population with seven stem rust races at seedling stage, including six US races and the UG99 TDKSK. We also phenotype this population at adult stage, but only use the US race, not TDKSK, because of the federal regulations for the test in US region. We also to meet the social mapping protocol, we have transferred the scientific score system to a 0 to 9 scale system. And here is the phenotype data distribution. I want to add 2 points. The first is a relatively high correlation was found between TDKSK and QFCS, and TDKSK and QTIJ. As here showed, they have 21 accessions in this population show high resistance to TDKSK. Most of these 21 accessions also show high resistance to QFCS and QTIJ. That's why they show a relative higher correlation, ranged from 0.4 to 0.6. Another point is, in these 137 accessions, more than 80 accessions also susceptible to this race, TTTT. That means, as we focused on the TTKSK, we also pay more attention to this race. So we genotyping this population use 282 SR markers across in 21 chromosomes of wheat. We also screen with population with 19 reported SR markers linked with known SR genes. And we also test 66 statistical method to find a one with minimum false positive associations. Finally, we got a unified mixed model with by considering popularity structure and kinship to get a very consistent minimal false positive across all the phenotypes. We also test two methods for estimating kinship relatedness, and we windowed here KL, this method to estimate kinship give a more reliable result. So this is a general association result between each phenotype and the, all the alleles from 282 SSR markers. I want to stress 3 points here. First one, first is they have two genes, SR24 and SR1A1. These two genes confer resistance to all races in this study, to all seven races, and both in seedling and adult plant stage. We see SR24 in all studies. And second, they have three genes confer resistance to TTKSK. Except the two genes confer all resistance, they have SR36, show a very low p-values between the trait and the marker. Second, they also have three genes confer resistance to TTTT, but not SR36, but SR31. So SR24 show resistance to all the races we tested, including TTKSK. This gene confer moderate resistance to all these races from flash 1 to 2 plus. And this arrow shows the accession is carrying this gene. And the yellow color means the soft wind weight. And the other colors should represent the hard wind weight with different subpopulations. Here we can find most of accessions carrying this gene come from hard wind weight. And very similar to SR24, SR1L1RS confer a very similar level of resistance to all the races here. And also similar to SR24, most of accessions carrying this gene from hard wind weight. But most important is they have no one accession carrying both genes. That means these two genes confer resistance completely independent. And this is SR36. This gene confer resistance to three races. That's why that makes sense with their higher correlation in their phenotypic data. So this gene nearly confer immune level resistance to TTKSK. But the problem is the accessions carrying this gene all come from soft wind weight in this study. And we haven't found any hard wind weight carrying this gene. So the future may be how to use this gene in hard wind weight or find other new genes effective in hard wind weight. Another point is we find 8 markers at chromosome 2B significantly related with TTKSK resistance. And those 8 markers in a very high level of LD block. That means each of those markers can be used as a marker for marker selection between this gene and TTKSK resistant in seedling stage. And I also want to stress SR31. Here shows the result. This gene confer resistance to all the stem rust races except TTKSK. That means this new rats have overcome this gene. And we also detect SR38 in this study. This gene confer resistance to three races both at seedling and adult plant stage. But this gene is not work to TTTT and TTKSK. But this gene may be important because this is a gene cluster confer resistance to all three type of rust. This SR6 is we detected the only gene from bread wheat itself. This gene confer resistance to two races. And except I talked about the genes we validated or detected, we also detect some new alleles confer resistance to TTKSK. The most promising one may be GWM495. All the accessions carrying this allele show a moderately resistance to TTKSK at a level similar to SR24 and SR1I1R. And we also detect other two alleles on 1B and 5D, but the resistance level is a little bit lower than GWM495. We also detect one allele from GWM95 on 2A. This allele, the accessions carrying this allele show a very high level resistance to TTTT. Here we see this allele is the highest highest resistance level confer resistance TTTT around among all the markers we screened. Also, they have another marker allele GWM383. This allele confer the highest resistance we screened to RCRS. So just a summary here. In this study, we validated two SR genes, SR1I1R and SR24, confer resistance to all races we studied, and confer resistance to TTKSK, TTTT. And we validated SR36, confer a mu level resistance to TTKSK. And we validated three other genes confer resistance to other races, including SR31, effective to TTTT. And we detect three new alleles for TTKSK resistance. The most promising one may be GWM495 at 4BL. And we detected two other alleles for TTTT resistance and other races resistance. So that's all. Thank you very much. Yes. You mean the kinship?
That you say the model you have several models.
Yeah.
The one model you use is a function of the kinship.
Yeah.
Kinship
means the kinship is the individual relationship between each individuals. Yeah.
And then how to calculate the kinship between winter wheat and spring?
Not only winter wheat or soft, just one by one is it's a relationship between one individual and with another one. We don't care it's hard winter wheat or soft winter wheat. Yeah, relatedness. Yeah, that's right.
More questions? I have one. So, how well do you think you cover genome? So, is it possible that you are missing more genes, the associations that you missed?
Yeah, it's a high density may be more helpful, but that's the markers we run so far. So next we maybe increase the SNR marker coverage. Also, maybe we will think about the state markers in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.